If you are schlepping a load of vegetables and you want to trim the leaves off the vegetables to make it lighter, and these are things that are subject to Maaser in theory, and they are because they're edible, but you haven't given Maaser. Lo yashlich ad sheyaser. You can't do that until you give Maaser. Why? So as we've said, you're not allowed to sell, or presumably be mafkir, because either because it's a kinyan or because someone else will eat it or whatever, something which is tevel or demaik, same iser, kinyan, right? So again, is it the iser kinyan and hefker is it in kinyan, which is lum just in general? We talked about it last year in Shviat, right? I think, right? Is hefker an abandonment of bailus or is it a kinyan into something? So if you think it's a kinyan, so then maybe the reason it's also remafkir because it's a din of a kinyan. Alternatively, you just say, and this is what's in several of the Mepharshim, Arfolda, Pnei Moshe, is that an Amaretz might pick it up and eat it, right? And therefore, you shouldn't just be throwing around things that are usur to eat. Now, as the Mepharshim note, this must be something which has already had Gmar Malacha. Because if it didn't have Gmar Malacha, why can't that be the subject of our Mishnah? It wouldn't be Chayev in Trumot and Maaser. Right. So, of course, you'd be able to do it. It's not Tevel. It is. There's, come on, you guys know this. We've been doing Demai for a while. Now, the Mishnah Rishona says the Chiddush here is that it's even vegetable leaves. It's true of any fruit and even vegetables, even though vegetables are derabanan, right? They're the trumot of derabanan. So that's the that that's sorry, that's the way Derech HaMunah understands it. Right, so sorry, the chiddush of vegetables, either it's derabanan or that the leaves are insignificant. You might have thought they're not even food. Kamashulon, that the leaves you're throwing out are food. Now, first we talk about hefker. Now we talk about what if you're buying produce and you want to the buyer wants to return them to the seller. Right. So in general, what's the halacha? A kinyan is considered final only when you do the Maisa Kinyan, right? Hagba, Meshicha, etc., depending on what it is. So, Alokeach Yerek Menashuk, if you buy vegetables from presumably an Amaretz in the market, Vinimlach, and then you decide that you want to give them back, meaning after Kinyan Hagba, but before you paid for it. So, meet the right that you are Kone, so Lo Yachzer Ad Sheyaser. You can't give it back until you give Maaser. Why not? What's the reason? Because since you did a kinyan, and kinyan, as we saw, is Koveh L'Maaser, so even though you've now changed your mind halachically, that's how we view it, that you changed your mind. But it has already gone through a kinyan.
When you return it, you get the full money back.
Yeah, but you chayiv Maaser.
I'm saying, like, you take it off, now it's worth less, though.
Oh, do you get the Maaser? Then I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Not necessarily, because the price might not have been determined. You didn't pay it, so but we'll see. Haya omed vilokeach. But what if you are standing and buying v'ra'ah toan? Sorry, I skipped the line there. She'ena musar ella minyan, because nothing is musar but the count. Haya omed vilokeach. If you were standing and buying vegetables, v'ra'ah toan achar yafa minyan, and then you saw something better, and you decide to switch and buy that package of vegetables instead. But you didn't do Hagbah, mutter lachzer b'nei shelo mashach. As long as you didn't do the kinyan, it says Meshicha, but probably Hagbah here. We call them Meshicha, but sometimes Meshicha and Hagbah are used interchangeably. Since you do the kinyan, you can return it. So now the Gemara goes back to the case of the vegetables. And as we said, the reason you can't throw it out is because you're not allowed to transfer rishus of vegetables even into Hefker without giving Maaser. But now we go back on our earlier Mishnah that said that the issur of selling or giving presents of demai is only by small quantities, but by large quantities, the achrayut to be mafresh is on the acquirer. I wouldn't say buyer, because here we're talking about someone who's zochem and hefker, the acquirer. So how does that plug back in to our sugya? So the Tosefta, the Gemara had quoted there, said, had a machloket. Do you follow the general sale Or the actual sale, meaning if you're a wholesaler, you're always patur, even if you sell a little bit. Or it matters whether you're selling a lot, in which case the onus is on the buyer or the acquirer. And if you're selling a small amount, then the onus is on the one giving up or giving you rishut. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, our Mishnah is presumably dealing with, the Gemara at this point assumes in the Havamina, a large quantity of leaves. Why a large quantity? How would you get there? Because the Gra says, the whole point you're doing this is get a load off your back, which implies there's a lot. It's not like I have one vegetable, and what's going to make or break me is the little leaf on the carrot. Lo kacha. So dir Rabbi Meir hi. Dir Meir Amar lo, dir lim kar demai, ela lisiton bilvad. So here we'll just follow one Peirush. So one Peirush, as we saw, holds that Meir goes by the usual manner of sale, and therefore only a wholesaler is allowed to sell Dmai, but not retailers, even if they're selling large quantities. And if that's the case, our Mishnah would hold that an individual getting rid of a large quantity still has to Vimafresh Truman and Maestro, because it goes by your norm, not what you're actually doing at this moment, but your norm. And that's why he's getting rid of a large quantity of leaves, and he's still Chayiv and Truman and Maestro, Maker Adin. And that's why, that's the whole discussion. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, come on. Difrei Hakoli. It's according to everyone. In this case, everyone agrees you have to give Maestro before you discard the leaves. Why? Shazocha zocha bedaka. Because we don't judge it by the quantity being given up by the person giving up Rishut. We judge it by the quantity of the person picking it up. And presumably, even if you threw a ton of leaves, most people walking down the street are not like, aha, I have enough room in my knapsack to store up on thousands and thousands of thrown away pieces of vegetables. It's a bunch of different people are going to take small quantities. And therefore, from the vantage point of the person acquiring it, it's going to be a small quantity. And when it's a small quantity being acquired, right, when there's small quantities involved, we said the achrayut is on the person, the mocher, or the person giving up rishut. The ena mafker bit gasa. And he says, and it's not really true that the mafkir is giving up a large quantity, because he doesn't dump it all at once. He does it in he does a few leaves at a time, or one leaf at a time, and therefore, really, it's multiple acts, right? From both vantage points, from the vantage point of the one acquiring it, it's a small quantity transaction. Even from the mafkir's perspective, he's only throwing a few leaves at a time on the floor, right? And therefore, it's multiple small kinyanim rather than one. And therefore, according to everyone, the actual kinyan is being done in small quantities, and therefore, it is chayiv and shuman meister. And that's why you have to be mafresh before you are mafkir. So now the Gemara moves on to another thing. As we've talked about this before, both in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, there's a machloket. When you're mafkir something, when does it leave the possession of the owner? Two possibilities are when, as soon as you're mafkir and it goes into the ownerless property, right? Or to everyone, if we talked about this lamdus, or it's really like a matana al tanai. It leaves your property when it reaches the next guy. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, now you might think that this, that Rabbi Yochanan's position only applies according to one of those views, but he says, "V'le'etad apliga the remeir." This doesn't argue on remeir. The remeir Omar came and shadam mafkir davar yatsam yishut of hefker or hefker. Remeir says that as soon as you're mafkir something, it becomes hefker. So you might have thought, well, then it doesn't matter, right? You might have thought that the only reason it would matter when the person takes it is if you think hefker is just a gift al tanai, because then the kinyan doesn't happen until people go. He says, no, even according to Rameir, that hefker is hefker immediately. Shnayucha zocha zocha bedaka. The ena mafkir mafkir regaza, because as we said, bimitsiut, the mafkir is only throwing a few leaves at a time, and therefore, he actually is only doing multiple small kinyanim, not halachically, bimitsiut. And Avi Avila Rabbi Yosi led up, and according to Rabbi Yosi, it also doesn't. Rabbi Yosi, Amen, Efker Yosi, Dagat Yede, by Mel Bishia, Shamafkir, Mafkir, Bagan, Zoka Zoka Bedaka. And according to Rabbi Yosi, that it only becomes Hefker, it only transfers when the person actually picks it up. So you might have said that, the person being maftir in large measure and he's intending for the person who's picking it up doing small measures? No. Shnai shefkeru hefker bizichia. Right, so he says, it's true, because you might have thought that, well, maybe one finder will find it all at once. It doesn't matter if the mafkir dropped it 1, 2, 3. If one guy comes up and picks 100, so then you would say, aha, it's a large quantity. He says, no, again, just like the mocher is doing multiple small kinyanim halachically, the person being zochem in a hefker is acquiring multiple ones, and therefore we're just going to do this very simple. Right? There's slight differences, but I do need to run and give shares, so at least cover this. So again, the point is that b'mitziyut here, you could look at it as multiple micro kinyanim, and therefore it'll work according to everybody. Okay, that is.